Jesus. The second part is about John the Baptizer. A few years back, I read an article that stated that we view the world through our vocabulary. Our thoughts are shaped by the words that we know. This particular article compared math skills of United States citizens as opposed to students in an Asian country. English requires large compound words to express a number, such as 2,052,618, to represent 7 integers. In English, 8 words are necessary to communicate this numeric value. In the Asian language, by contrast, that number of words to reflect the same numeric value was much smaller. The premise being that computations require a less complicated pathway to handling large numbers in the Asian language, giving a decided advantage to students in that country in getting to an appropriate answer in the quickest possible manner. In essence, words matter. Studies in the Eskimo language of Alaska conclude that there are 50 words, 50 different words that apply to different conditions of snow. In Alaska, the ability to identify the types of snow may be necessary to understand the limits of our survival in such a hostile environment. Words there help find differences in life and death in their world. Here in Alabama, the single word snow is enough to send us to the grocery store to buy milk and bread. Words help to define differences. Words matter. I once read a theologian's comment on the book of John relative to the other gospel writers. The author boldly stated that John is the easiest of the gospels to read, but the most difficult to understand. Mark, Matthew, and John were steeped in Judaism and saw Jesus in that framework, and their writings frame Jesus in that perspective. Luke, who writes so eloquently of the birth of Jesus, writes more from a Gentile's perspective. Thus, reading the different gospel stories gives us a fuller view of the life of Jesus, but knowing the writer helps us with the interpretation of the writer's words. The Gospel of John portrays our Savior in the context of his Jewish upbringing. Today's Gospel story embodies that sentiment. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Only the Gospel of John takes us back to creation by paraphrasing the first words of Genesis. John links the Old World with the New Testament. He binds the New Covenant with the Old Covenant. Have you been able to read along with the gospel this morning? You'll notice that in this context in John, the word is capitalized to emphasize that the word refers to Jesus. Jesus identified as the word was in the beginning with God, and that same Jesus, the word, was God. Only John tells us that Jesus, the Word made flesh, was part of creation. Let us also remember that creation happened by God using only words to make it happen. In this case, words is in the lowercase, not capitalized. Words matter. Again, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Oceans of ink have been written by theologians debating what that first sentence means. The initial statements of our creed find their meaning in part from that first clear, powerful message by John. Well, my point here is not to provide a framework for the Nicene Creed, but my point is to emphasize the power of words. People feel cheated, manipulated each year at this time when people use the word holiday instead of Christmas. People feel the old ways of their youth slipping away from them. People are offended when someone offers happy holidays instead of Merry Christmas. Words matter. I prefer Merry Christmas because it singles out the end of the season of Advent, and it extends a heartfelt greeting with good tidings that are implied as well. We Episcopalians smugly acknowledge that Christmas began last night with the Vesper light, and we punctuated that beginning of Christmas and the end of Advent with the lighting of the pure white scented candle in our wreath, our Advent wreath. We should recall that the scented candle signifies that Jesus is the light, and that same light that John says that darkness cannot overcome. And we should recall that the word holiday is actually a perversion from the original phrase, which was holy day. Perhaps we can find some contentment here as well by clinging to the knowledge that our word still means holy day. And we may extend to others a well-enunciated happy holy day instead. After all, words matter. The second story today is about John the Baptizer. Of course, John, the gospel writer, is not the same person as John the Baptizer. And I remember as a child being confused by all that. John the Baptizer was Jesus' cousin. He was thought to be a Nazarite. As such, John the Baptizer would not have taken strong drink in his life. He would never have cut his hair. He would have been a dedicated, devoted follower of God for his entire life. We're told by other writers that John the Baptizer wore leather and that he ate honey and wild locusts. Imagine, if you will, a chance encounter with John the Baptizer, this woolly guy along some wilderness road in the Middle East. Think about that. John the Baptizer had a primary focus in his ministry. He was to testify to the coming of Jesus. John, the gospel writer, again here, paraphrases the book of Genesis. The first word spoken during creation was, "Let there be light." The gospel tells us that John the Baptizer was not the light. John the Baptizer was to testify to the light. He was to prepare the way for the Messiah. Jewish ancestry is traced by way of the mother, maternal genetic descent. Today's gospel tells us that blood relations do not matter in the kingdom of God, that Jesus was rejected by his fellow Jews, and the Gentiles came to know God through God his Son. Thus we're told that Jesus opened the doors to the kingdom of heaven by his earthly ministry. And thus, God's plan from creation was to manifest himself here on earth, incarnate a person of the flesh, just as we are people of the flesh. He was to come here and live amongst us. He was to experience life as we experience life. Yet, unlike our lives, his life was perfection. Christopher Bryan, one of my favorite authors, wrote a book several years back entitled, "And God Spoke." I have it on my desk upstairs. This book deals with the authority of the Bible, God's holy word, God's holy scriptures. Dr. Bryan believes our scriptures were indeed divinely inspired and that God influenced all the writings in our scripture. And the second thought from Dr. Bryan is that humans err. As such, Jesus, the Word made flesh, is the only human who never erred. In reading Scripture, we should always look for the meaning of the Scripture in the life of Jesus. As John tells us, Moses gave us the law. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Happy Holy Days. And Merry Christmas.